I see. When does the mind forget about sense gratification? That's an interesting question. Let me see. When does the mind forget about sense gratification? In two cases, mind forgets about sense gratification. One is when there is a prospect of higher sense gratification, then you forget the lower sense gratification. Right? That's one. And the other extreme is when one becomes Krishna conscious, when one remembers Krishna, and then the mind forgets about sense gratification. Say, for give an example. You see, the karmis, they like to see movies, right? And when they go to the movies, they forget about eating, right? Because the movies are more attractive to them. The movie is a higher sense gratification for them than eating, right? So that, you know, for a higher sense, for the sake of higher sense gratification, they can sacrifice the lower sense gratification. And that is the mayik, you know, renunciation, right? But the real renunciation is, or real detachment is, when one develops his love for Krishna. And actually loving Krishna is the highest form of sense gratification. So that's why all other prospects of sense gratification becomes irrelevant.